It is actually quite unfair to ask you to focus on your own path when the path of the world you live in seems to be all over several continents with no continuity at all and no patterning. We want you to be kind to yourself and keep that in mind, that when the world, when your feet are not on a steady path, it is difficult to choose the straight direction the way you want it to go. So kindness is what we would encourage here. And the other thing we would encourage is a calm use of something that is a good thing for you. When you are overwhelmed, when you are afraid, when you are confused, there is a tendency to go for something to help you. Sometimes it does, but sometimes it does not. Sometimes you can get yourself involved in very complicated pieces of information that you keep running over and over and over in your mind, and you find that you are not coming to the peace that you want to come to. We've mentioned this before, but we will mention it again. Complexity is a child of fear. Simplicity is the child of love. So when there is so much to consider, so much to do, one of the really good things for you to do is to find a simple thing. We are going to use Channel as an embarrassing example. We trust she will forgive us. But she was asking 20 questions about what she should be doing for her health. And the questions were all over the place. And she kindly heard one of us who said, please go get your pendulum. And she did. And after that, it all became very, very simple. And she did follow the direction of the pendulum. It was the correct direction, and she is better. Now, we know it is not the pendulum for everyone, but the beauty of the pendulum is it is simple. It does not involve a lot of extraneous information, or it does not apply meaning to things that do not need meaning applied to it. So if you have something like that in your own, bag that you can carry, then that is a good thing. There are some people who are drawn to a particular kind of stone. They can hold that stone and it straightens their thought for them. There are others who can literally use the movement of the physical body to calm what is going on. You have to be careful about some things. It is when things are complicated, it is probably not the best time for the I Ching. It is probably not the best time for the runes. Those are wonderful things, but they have many layers and much complexity. And sometimes when you are overwhelmed by complexity, what you really need is simplicity. And when you find yourself, whether it is your health or your life, but when you find yourself thinking that you had better make the perfect decision, we would like to alert you to the problem with that. Which is, of course, there is not a perfect decision. So when you find yourself trying for that, looking for that, stretching for that, asking questions about that, you need to stop everything and find the simplest thing that you can find and use that to direct you to the next step that you need to take, which is the only step there is to take in any circumstance. when we are talking about simplicity, there are two things you want to remember, and that is simplicity lives in the present moment. It does not live in the past. It does not live in the future. It lives in the moment that you are in. And simplicity has enormous respect for who you are right now. But pulling into that idea of, I had better make the perfect decision, means you have thrown yourself into a complexity that is going to be hard to exit. And we do not want that for you. So whatever it is that makes simplicity for you, that is the thing that we really want you to look for. Now again, you are all beautifully different. We cannot tell you how much we enjoy that about all of you. That you are not, what do you call those? You are not little paper dolls. You are women. And as stubborn as the channel will willingly admit to, some of you are stubborn too. And that is why you really want to find the power of simplicity and find how that works for you. Because if you have to think about this decision, whatever it might be, for 20 minutes, you're not going to make the right decision. You are going to muddle your own energy. You are going to bring confusion to your own energy. And there will not be any place for simplicity to visit you. So the danger with the perfect decision, the right, the wrong, the comparison, the weighing and measuring against what other people do. You know the enemy. You are familiar with the enemy. But we do want to accent the wonderful idea that there is great simplicity to be had for everyone. And when you can relax into the simplicity, then the answer that is supposed to be the answer is the one that will come to you. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. This teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Open the crown and take in the energy of freedom. Let it flow through your body and your mind. Now let a warm rain fall and wash the world away. Feel it falling off of your body, along with burdens that do not belong to you and that you do not need to carry anymore. Feel how easily you move when you are moving as yourself. Feel the blue of peace all around you and breathe it in. Let it go to any place where peace is needed, where calm is needed. move into your heart center and see the beautiful place you have made for yourself, a place where you can rest, a place where you can grow, a place where you are safe and loved. Feel that there is an energy of protection in your heart center. And know that the energy of protection is not about fear, but simply about the wisdom that fills your own body and your own life with the information that keeps you walking on the path that is truly yours. See that a path lights up, and you follow that path, and as you step onto the path moves you easily upward. And feel the air full of blessing, full of all that is good for you, all that makes you well and happy and strong. And as you move upward without any effort on your part, come to the place of resolution. And the energy in this place, as you breathe it in, allows you to resolve peacefully, lovingly, and in simplicity with anything that might be happening now in your life. Not in perfection. Not in comparison, but simply in the beauty of natural resolution. Hold that energy and let it work with you and inform you about anything you want to know. Now come to the path again and let the path move you upward, higher, and feel the blessings higher and finer than they were before, and allow them into your consciousness. Allow them into your life. Until you come to the place of water. And however that water appears to you, choose how you interact with it. Whether you step into it and let it wash away anything you do not wish to hold. Whether you clear your face and your eyes. However you need to be in that water, whether you float in it, where you let it hold you up, whatever you wish to do, this is the place of water. move to the path again and let it move you upward, higher still, to the place of the gift. Rest your mind. Know the gift. And know that your teacher is with you here. When you've known your gift, thank your teacher for being with you here, and receive your teacher's blessing as you move forward. Feel the blessings become lighter and higher, and know that what you breathe in will support you in whatever you are doing. Walk back down the path again. Easily, lightly, and come into your heart center. Breathe in your heart center to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.